This is the DC Fusion Podcast, punching another hole into the AboveTopSecret.com podcast universe. So sit back, relax, release your mind, and prepare to experience fusion between thought and sound.
There is no law.
Hello, this is DC Fusion, coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com. This is a DC Fusion podcast, number 3, titled Gaddington Canyon, Did a Portal to an Alternate Universe Open Up in Utah in 1972? This podcast will tell the story of a group of college students who supposedly passed through a portal to an alternate universe and will also examine the information presented in the story to determine whether or not the story could be true. Now, one thing that I enjoy doing, I guess you could call it a hobby of sorts, is examining intriguing stories that I come across on the internet to determine if they could be true. To do this, I research the information presented in the story using readily available resources such as books, the internet, and so on. But because this is a hobby, I don't send in Freedom of Information Act requests or contact government resources and so on. And I also have a very simple formula that I use to determine for myself whether a story could be true. If most of the information in the story can be verified, and then I reach the conclusion that the story could be true. And notice that I said could be true. As with most stories involving aliens, alternate universes, time travel, and so on, I don't think you'll ever be able to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that that the story is true. I think that the best that you can do is you can come up and say, hey, the story could be true. In 1972, a group of 4 college students from Southern Utah University were returning from Peoria, Nevada, where they had just attended a local rodeo. The time was about 10 p.m., and the group had just crossed the Nevada-Utah state line. Their plan was to travel along Highway 56 through a town called Modena, and on to Cedar City, where Southern Utah University is located. The group of college students, who were all females, were concerned and aware of the time. Due to staying longer at the rodeo than they should have, they were worried that they may not make it back to school before the dormitory doors were locked. Upon reaching the small town of Modena, Utah, the college students were happy when they crossed over the Union Pacific Railway tracks that cut through Modena. Highway 56 is a typical desert highway, in this case the desert being the Escalante Desert, where, as you would expect, there are long stretches of nothingness, punctured every here and there with small towns. So that would definitely be an unnerving situation for a group of girls traveling so late at night. However, shortly after crossing over the railway tracks, the driver noticed something odd. Highway 56 forked into 2 directions. One fork headed to the southeast, and the other headed toward the canyon country to the north. Now, this confused the driver as well as the girl sitting in the front passenger seat because they didn't remember this fork from their previous travels. However, the driver decided to head north because she knew that Cedar City was 46 miles to the northeast and assumed that by going north, they would be able to save some time and get home sooner. A few minutes later, the girls entered Gaddington Canyon. Everything seemed to be going smoothly until one of the girls noticed that the divided blacktop highway had suddenly become a narrow cement highway. The girls continued on for a short distance further, only to find that the roadway ended abruptly at a cliff face. So turning the car around and heading back the way they came, their concern continued to grow. Not only were the girls going to be late, they were now apparently lost. They had expected to reach Modena by this time, but they hadn't, and the landscape had changed as well. Instead of rough cliffs and wide open spaces of the desert, they now saw lakes on one side of the road and ponderosa pines on the other. So now they're extremely concerned, and as the girls are driving along, they came upon a roadside tavern, and as they got closer to the tavern, they noticed that the sign in front of the tavern was not in English as they would have expected, but consisted of strange curly lines that appeared to represent letters. As the girls pulled into the parking lot, they noticed a group of men leaving the tavern, and of course being lost, they decided to ask them for directions. One of the girls in the back seat rolled down her window to ask for directions, but before she could even get a word out, she yelled at the driver to get out of there, because apparently these men that were walking out of the tavern, they were not human. So the driver, of course, being surprised by her friend's reaction, you know, hit the gas, and the girls, you know, pulled on out of the parking lot there. And as they were driving along at a pretty high rate of speed, they noticed that they were being chased by four strange egg-shaped vehicles. Eventually, they lost sight of their pursuers as their car smashed into a dry gulch, with the cement roadway supposedly having mysteriously just disappeared. The girls were uninjured, but their 1971 Chevrolet Nova had not emerged from the experience without any damage. In addition to, you know, of course, the expected various dents and dings, the car had also lost a hubcap. The girls remained with the car until morning, when they flagged down a Utah Highway Patrol officer. The Utah Highway Patrol officer was a gentleman by the name of Vic Lundquist, and he was assigned to investigate their claims. Now, during his investigation, he noted the following, which were unusual. One, there were no tire tracks showing where the girls had left Highway 56 in Modena. Two, the tire tracks from the wrecked Chevy extended only 200 yards back into the desert and then just abruptly ended. Three, there were no physical traces of the car's journey into Gadianton Canyon. And four, the missing hubcap was never found, even though they searched extensively for it. So, could this story of a journey to another universe be true? To begin my investigation, I looked at specific locations mentioned in the story, starting with Modena, Utah. A quick check with Google Maps verifies this, and also shows that Highway 56 does pass through Modena. But I also wanted to verify that some train tracks passed through the town, and if those tracks were owned and operated by the Union Pacific Railroad in 1972. So once again, I headed back to Google Maps, and I could verify that the train tracks did exist, and a check at the Union Pacific website shows that they do have a track route that runs through the southwest area of Utah, which is the same location as Modena. I was not able to find information that specifically states that this track was operated by Union Pacific in 1972, but I feel it's a pretty safe assumption, simply because Union Pacific is one of the major rail companies in the Midwest and the West. I also verified, once again using Google Maps, that the town of Peoche, Nevada does exist, and that it is just across the Nevada-Utah border. It would have been nice to find a source that listed all the rodeos that took place in Peoche in 1972, because then we could, you know, definitely verify that little aspect of the story. But I couldn't easily find anything. I did come across a few sites that did list, you know, rodeos occurring in Peoche. So as far as that aspect goes, I think I am going to assume that there definitely could have been a rodeo occurring in Peoche in 1972. And as far as Cedar City goes, that's a pretty commonly known town, so I didn't even worry about trying to verify that one. So now I've been able to, you know, establish that, okay, these locations do exist. Okay. So the next thing that I wanted to do was to verify that the canyon exists. And looking at the Google Maps satellite view, there definitely is a canyon to the north of Modena. And a road does go through this canyon by the name of Hamblin Valley Road. But searching specifically for the words Gadianton Canyon did not return any results, or any decent results, I should say. Results were returned, but every result that I got back just simply pointed back to this story. However, in searching for just Gadianton, one interesting thing that I found out was that the Book of Mormon tells the tale of a secret society that existed in ancient North America called the Gadianton Robbers. It doesn't seem like this has anything to do with the story, but or who knows, maybe it does, but I just thought that was kind of interesting to mention. So the locations all seem to be accurate, as well as the landmarks, with the exception of Gadianton Canyon. But the fact that I wasn't really able to find any specific references to Gadianton Canyon is not enough to sway me to believing that the story is not true. Often in communities, the people in the community come up with a name for a particular geographic area that may not appear on any maps, but nevertheless is there. So and definitely I could verify, looking at the Google satellite view, that there is a canyon to the north of Modena. So I'm still going to be kind of like leaning to the fact that this story could be true. Now, since the locations and landmarks are accurate, I next wanted to investigate directions. This story clearly indicates that the girls decided to drive to the north because they knew that Cedar City was to the northeast. But checking the map, once again Google Maps, it's quite clear that Cedar City is not northeast of Modena. Rather, it's almost directly east. In fact, if you want to get really picky, it's actually more to the east southeast. So that particular aspect, I mean, it makes absolutely no sense that the girls would choose to go north, because clearly Cedar City is not to the northeast of Modena. And not only that, but the girls must have, had some familiarity with the area, because they made the successful trip to Pioche, they go to school in the area, and so on. So the discovery of this, along with the fact that I couldn't find any concrete reference to Gadianton Canyon, I'm now leaning more towards the fact that this story is probably not true. However, there were a few things that I wanted to look into that could sway me back into thinking that perhaps the story is true. The first of them being, could I find any reference to an officer of the Utah Highway Patrol by the name of Vic, or perhaps Victor Lundquist? I couldn't find anything using the various search engines, going to the Utah, patrol website, didn't return anything, and a check of whitepages.com didn't return any promising results either. In fact, it seems that the name Victor Lundquist is a rather rare name. Doing a search on ussearch.com for a Victor Lundquist in the entire U.S. only returned 32 results. Now, at this point, a serious researcher would probably contact the Utah Highway Patrol to see if someone by this name worked there in 1972, check to see if a police report was filed regarding the story and so on. But as I said, this is more for fun, and so that's not something that, I'm not going to get that detailed into the investigation, I guess you could say. But the fact that Victor Lundquist is such a rare name, this avenue of research does not pull me away from feeling that the story is not true. Another piece of information we can look at is the report that a hubcap came off the car. Some cars have hubcaps, some cars don't. They actually have steel wheels. So another quick Google search, and I definitely could confirm that the 1971 Chevy Nova did indeed have hubcaps. So a hubcap could have popped off, but this little piece of information doesn't really lend any credibility to the story. So while it would have been very interesting, to say the least, if no errors were found in the story, that didn't turn out to be the case. The most glaring error was that of the girls' decision to head north instead of to the southeast, but also the fact that there are no references to Gadianton Canyon anywhere other than alternative websites such as Wrens.com or UFOinfo.com. One interesting item I discovered on the planet Kolob, that's K-O-L-O-B, message forums located at p2.forumforfree.com/cromag HTML, is a post by someone who states that they had a line on someone who interviewed one of the women involved, and someone else who states that they talked to the sheriff involved in the story. However, there was no follow-up post from the person who said that they had had a line on one of the girls involved, and the post indicating that someone had contacted the sheriff involved pointed to a website called AlienDave.com, and a visit to and a search of that site, while it does bring up this particular story, there's no mention of someone contacting the sheriff involved in the case. So even though, you know, each piece of information was not examined, I, you know, enough information was examined to lead me to believe that this story is not credible. So we are going to chalk this up not necessarily as a hoax, but a story that most likely is not true.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast, and I hope that you found it enjoyable. The background music for this podcast is a song titled Emptiness by Ghana and can be found at podsafeaudio.com. A transcript of this podcast and a list of sources is located on my blog at http://blog.abovetopsecret.com/DC Fusion.
Transfer complete.
This has been a DC Fusion podcast.
I feel much better now. I really do.